Аудиозапись номер 2 к заданию 2. Listen to the dialogue and decide which facts in your workbook are true, false, or not stated.
Hi, Victor. I hear you've just returned from England. How was the trip?
It was really very interesting. We visited a lot of famous places, and one of them was the famous factory of Gentleman.
What do you mean?
I'm speaking about Eton.
I know that Eton is probably the most famous school, not only in Britain, but in the world.
True, and it is one of the oldest schools. It was founded by King Henry VI in 1440. As very many famous people have been Etonians and some of them of royal origin, the English sometimes ironically call Eton College the famous factory of gentlemen, because its students are supposed to act honorably.
If I'm not mistaken, 18 British prime ministers have been to Eton, and in recent years Prince William and Prince Harry. Now, what struck you most in Eton, Victor?
Honestly speaking, the dress code. Eton students wear a strange, old-fashioned school uniform. It consists of a black tailcoat, black pinstripe trousers, a black waistcoat, and a white tie. This uniform is not for special occasions, but it is worn out at all times. Teachers also wear a uniform.
Sir, Eton looks old-fashioned, doesn't it?
It does, and it doesn't. The school is very well-equipped and has a lot of laboratories. With the combination of excellent teachers and small classes, it provides a very good education.
And where do Etonians usually go after they leave school?
Generally to top British universities such as Oxford and Cambridge.
And what's life like at Eton? What kind of school is it?
As far as I know, Eton is a private boarding school for boys. It is the most prestigious and very expensive school. Parents pay more than £25,000 a year for their children to attend it. But you don't get into Eton simply because you have money. You have to pass entrance exams first.
Do students live in hostels?
Each boy has his own small room with a bed and a desk. Every student has a laptop computer and there is the internet access in all classrooms and bedrooms.
Having one's own room is wonderful.
I agree. Students have their own rooms from the first day at school, even if you are only 13. Evidently, their teachers want their students to organize their own lives, to think independently and to take responsibility for themselves.
I know that sports events are very important for public schools in England.
Yes, that's true. Eton is no exception. The college is very strong in the area of sports. Students can do 30 different sports, including rugby, football, cricket, rowing, hockey, and many others.